This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Hello, my friends. Welcome in to another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to chat sports gambling. We are wrapping up the NBA Finals, which just finished. So let's welcome in our guy, Bolt.
Just finished Big Father's Day as well.
Yeah. How was yours?
Well, I was like, okay, Father's Day, this is going to be sweet watching the NBA Finals today. And then it wasn't on. And I'm like, is that because of the U.S. Open? I'm like, why couldn't they just have the U.S. Open in golf go till 4 and then the NBA after that?
Yeah, I bet you're right. They probably just didn't want to interfere with that. And because the Father's Day is always reserved for U.S. Open final.
Right. But like the NBA Finals at 5:30, that would have been a sweet Father's Day.
Well, then they do figure people are out doing stuff also, maybe.
I guess. Did you go out at all?
Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of went down to like our little town center area and had some chow, ran into some friends, and ended up getting roped into 9 holes of golf and some fun. So, yeah.
What kind of chow do you have?
It was a Philly cheesesteak, which is usually pretty good, but it's kind of garb. And I'm not one for, well, we're not big foodies anyway, but
right.
I waved her over and was like, hey, you know, not big complainer here usually, but like my son's grilled cheese is burnt and so is my meat. So she took her off the bill.
Nice.
Yeah, which was fine.
And then who golfed with you?
Ran into some friends because the place was next door. They're like, their baseball all-star team had just finished. They lost, so they're like, they were having some brews and wrapping up their season. And so two of them were like, we're gonna go up and play 9. I'm like, yeah, let's do her.
Oh, so it was just the dads, not
yeah,
the sons.
Yeah, no, just the dads went.
And then one of our friends had like his son in high school was at Cal Berkeley football camp. I thought that was interesting that it was on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That they have those camps.
Yeah, some people are like, you know, no, let's do a family activity. And then some are like, doesn't matter, we're pushing on.
Right. Well, and then Cal's like, listen, this is a sweet way for the dads to get out of the house. They can watch their sons at camp.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that was a big, there was like 3 big college camps in the area last week. I know they're all going on.
Yeah, and that none of them are pads, though, I guess. I wonder if those days are over with. Well, they don't even wear the pads anymore.
When you went, did you guys wear pads at those things?
Oh, yeah.
Did they loan them to you guys?
No, you know what? Yeah, you know what? You brought your own.
So you'd have to go to your high school and ask for a set.
You'd have your own helmet. So that was kind of cool because you could see all the guys from the different schools with their helmets on. But yeah, you brought your own.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, when the NFL moved to that non-contact, you know, only so many things per week, like, you know, high school and those definitely followed suit. There's not as much contact as there used to be.
No, which is way better. Like, I see them when everyone just practices, like, with the helmet on and that's it. I'm like, wow, that's so much easier. Or they just go you know, half shells when it's just the shoulder pads in the helmet. Like, that's almost full padded nowadays. I'm like, dude, that's nothing. It's the pants that used to suck so bad to wear. They're so uncomfortable.
Well, and they've bumped up the starts of these seasons. It feels like a month. So, I mean, you're more in the heat. The hotness is hitting you harder.
Yeah, you definitely got to fight through the heat.
Did you see those? You know, in the NFL, they wear those big, cushy, padded helmets over their helmets.
Yeah.
I forget, what do they call them? Something like the angel caps or whatever. They can wear those in games now if you want to.
Really?
I don't know if someone will do it, but they're allowed.
Huh. And it's supposed to be so that you don't get the concussions rocking?
Well, you see like the linemen and linebackers wear them at practice just because they still kind of go at each other a little bit.
Right. Well, I mean, those dudes definitely should wear them. I mean, those guys just bang heads. But, you know, some dudes just have like, they just have hard heads. They just don't feel it. Like, there's a couple of those guys on every team and you're like, dude, that you don't feel that? I mean, you just knocked like a ram going 100 miles per hour right there.
Well, they might feel it 20 years down the road.
That's true. That's true. So the big NBA championship. Woo! I don't know how stellar that was.
Yeah. I mean, just disappointing is kind of what comes to mind in terms of... And it's like, you know, I liked Luka and was thinking maybe they would get hot and pull something off, but it just was never happened.
Well, I mean, you know who let him down was the big Kyrie.
Yes.
Kyrie goes, well, when I'm at home, I'm going to shoot the 50%, because that's what he did. He shot 50% from the field and averaged 28 points at home. But then when he goes on the road, he just couldn't handle the heat in the kitchen, I guess. I mean, he was garb. Like, let's see what he was last night. Dun, da, da, dun, dun, da, na, na.
I mean, they were
5 for 16, 3 for 9 from three ball, and like two of those three balls were late. Like,
yeah.
I mean, what a shitty game.
And Luka was just done too. I mean, he just he needs to work on the conditioning. And he does. They need a third scorer.
Right. Well, remember when it was game three when you and I and one of our friends were on, and we were rooting for Dallas, and it was like the start of the third quarter, and I go, oh, this thing's done. I'm like, Luka is just gassed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend's like, oh, don't say that. Come on. I'm like, dude, it's over with. Like, just no gas in the tank.
Yeah. I mean, and that's on the offensive end, you know, and he's not really known as a big helper on the defensive end. Then it's just like, Olay, go on by.
Well, my oldest last night, we were watching him, and he goes, Dad, who do you think's worse at defense, Steph or Luka? And I go, wow, that's a good question, but it's a no-brainer. It's big Luka.
Yeah.
And he's like, at least Steph, like, tries.
Yeah, dude, and Steph's conditioning is tip-top.
Right.
You know, that guy bust his butt to, like, be able to run around the whole game. Luka's just like, you know, I need to save what little bit I got left here for my long-range three ball.
Right, and then when he's down playing defense, I mean, he's bueno at it. Dude, like you said, it's just Olay, guy goes right. I mean, there's just like, there's no friction there at all. It is rough. And then Boston's offense, I mean, it's incredible. Like when you start paying attention to it, they just have everyone hovering around the three-point line, and then whoever has the ball tries to go into the rack and tries to like get in close, and if they double team or start to sag, they just kick it out.
Right, and they move it around, and someone's always got the open shot.
Yeah, so, I mean, every game this series, they shot more threes than Dallas, and a lot of times it was a lot more threes. And so they were only hitting like 30%. I mean, that's the thing that's kind of disappointing is it's not, I don't want to take anything away from Boston. I mean, they dominated the entire season.
Yeah. But, I mean, they proved the whole East is weak thing and just still spanked whoever was in front of them.
I mean, yeah, you can't say anything about it. It was just pure, pure domination, but it's like, you didn't seem like you got, I mean, I guess they did play good on defense, you know, it just, their offensive numbers just weren't that incredible and they were just pounding people.
Yeah, there was no resistance last night. That one just was never a game.
No, and didn't you know that I wish I put it on Twitter. I put it on the Action app and tweeted or text one of our friends. But you knew Dallas was going to win game four.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they were going to get swept. And you know Boston was like, who cares if we don't win this? We'll just win it in front of our home crowd.
Yeah, it's better at the home one for sure.
You know, but that was just pure domination. It wasn't even close.
Yeah. I mean, Tatum's numbers were fine last night, and he's like, I don't care if I don't win MVP. He's like, you know, but I'd be lying to say it's not important, but it went to Brown.
Well, people, so two things about that. So people thought that Tatum was trying to juice the stats there at the end to try to get the MVP rocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. and I was sitting there watching it with the boys. I'm like, wow, when are we pulling the starters here? Like, dude, they're up 25 with 4 minutes left, and they call a timeout. I'm like, oh, there it is. It's when the starters come out. Nope. The starters come back in off the bench. And Big Tatum, now that I think about it, he was not passing it. He was trying to go in and get the layups and stuff. So at one point during the game last night, Tatum was minus 550 to win the MVP.
Mm.
So that's basically saying, you know, the books were like, this guy's going to win it. And then, nope, didn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Brown did play better series, don't you think?
Yeah, he's solid. And then, you know, some of that factors into just human nature. And you're like, there's something about this guy that I don't love, you know, and it comes down to vote. And you're like, I'm going with Brown. you know, it's just in your head. I don't know what it is. I mean, he's obviously a great player. Tatum is. There's just something. He's not like his genuine self. I guess he's still probably maturing. He just turned 26.
Yeah.
I mean, Brown's not that much different. Was he a year older than the guy?
Well, they were saying like LeBron, MJ, all those guys got their first championship when they were older than Tatum.
Yeah.
Like even LeBron was like 27 or something, which is kind of crazy because he came into the league so young.
Well, they kept saying like those for Brown and Tatum, it was like they'd both been to the conference championship 6 times and 5 times.
Wow. I know that. Has it been that many? I kind of thought about that. Obviously, in hindsight, it looks a lot easier. But I was like, dude, you should have known that Celtics were going to ball. Because after a while, that experience adds up, you know? And then when someone gets there that many times, they're going to get the W eventually.
Yeah. And then, you know, Brad Stevens, you know, who was the coach and's up in the GM now, he did a good job of shaking it up and bringing in some better pieces that fit in terms of like, you know, the Smart used to be their guy that was their rah-rah push, but he's a little wild mentality, you know. That guy was a loose cannon too.
Yeah.
So they bring in, you know, Drew Holiday and, you know, bring in Porzingis. It just kind of better fit with some more mature guys.
Drew Holiday. I mean, how about the Bucks? They're like, sweet, glad we let that guy go over to another squad in the East.
Well, you know, at some point you're like, he's 34. How much are you going to pay him?
No, I know. That's what the boys were asking last night. They're like, how come the Bucks let him go? I'm sure it was because they couldn't afford him. And so that's what shakes teams up.
Yeah. And, you know, and they're saying Tatum's due for the max here, you know, in a couple weeks where he can make $315 million over 5 years. It'll be the new number one contract.
Wow, so $60 million a year.
You know, because if you're all NBA, then you get like that other tier of max contracts that's available. So
yeah,
he's all NBA, and he's due once I think July 1st when all that stuff kicks in.
Huh. Well, congratulations to the Celtics. A lot going on. Did you see that? Klay Thompson for the War Dogs. He unfollowed the War Dogs on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know they're talking about how he might be moving on. And to unfollow your squad, I would think that that's kind of a sign, you know? But what was interesting is I guess Debo, the receiver for the Niners, did the same thing. And he ended up signing with the Niners again. So not all is lost. But yeah, that doesn't seem like a good sign.
It's funny how people notice that, you know, like where who's looking there to see like who he follows and unfollows.
Oh, yeah. There's people.
Yeah. I you know, there's a lot of that stuff going online that people want to look into. It's like the Warriors have asked him to come back at a discount. I think it seems like because you can't keep paying these guys the max when they're not contributing how they used to.
Well, especially if he's not even going to start.
Yeah, so I mean they're throwing out like Orlando or OKC for Klay. So we'll have to see what he wants to do. Do you want some money or do you want to stay in your hometown here and give it a, you know, a couple more years run.
You know, you mentioned online, people checking things online. One of the things that I saw online is Marshawn Lynch, the running back, the old running back for the Seahawks. He had a football camp. Did you see the highlight?
Oh, I did. I didn't. Didn't he like snap at a parent or something?
Well, no, he wasn't snapping. Parents were snapping at him. So apparently Marshawn Lynch at one of his camps was cussing quite a bit. And I think he was like saying like, hey, if you're not going to do it right, you know, get the F out of my line. You know, I mean, is this any of this a surprise with the Marshawner?
Right.
And so anyway, it showed these two parents and they were like, you can't talk to our son that way. And Marshawn was like trying to defuse the situation. But it was funny. He's like, is your husband here? Is your husband here? Because he'd rather talk to the pops.
Oh.
So, of course, people weren't having that. But he was like, is your husband here? Like, and for whatever reason, he wanted to talk to the pops about. But these moms were like, just all mad that he's like cussing at the camp. And like everyone was saying, is like, I mean, what did you expect at a Marshawn Lynch camp? Like, this guy's going to be talking about the church the whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be letting the cuss words rip big time. And that's just also, then someone else texted, like, hey, you know, lady, I don't think your son should probably pick a different sport. And I'm like, I'm in agreement with that too. Because, lady, if you're having a problem with cussing going with football coaches, I mean, that is just standard procedure.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what generation you're from, because football's a whole different beast, and you got to bring it.
Yeah, and not every moment needs a parent to step in and correct it. Like, let some of it happen and let them learn the lesson.
Right. Well, you were saying that at some of the training sessions with your oldest, that the coach kind of gets after it a little bit. And, of course, you were like, yeah, let her go.
Yeah. I took him down to this place and in the city and had heard good things about it, and his wife was like, so have you heard about his style? I'm like, no, not really. She's like, well, he's old school, like he comes at him. And it was like, a you know, 12 kids were in the group that day, and he definitely calls them out. And like, you know, if you don't get it, he's like, nope, back of the line, you know, that's not cutting it. And he'll throw in some cuss words at the kids too, and they're like 13 down to like 9 in this age group probably,
right?
And this is the youth group. And yeah, so I think it's good for them.
Right. Well, and at first they're kind of shocked, right? Because they haven't heard it.
And embarrassed because you get called out in front of the group and there's some parents there.
Right.
It's just kind of all of it.
Right. And when you told me that, I was like, well, that's fine. I mean, that's how it's going to happen. I was telling my sons too. I was like, hey, the football's way different like than any other sport. It just is. That's just, I mean, it's way more physical, and so you can't be a wimp. Like, so the coaching, there does have to be different tactics there.
Was Marshawn's camp like in Seattle or like Oakland? Could you tell?
I couldn't tell. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, he still lives in the Oaktown, right?
Yeah, or in the area for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it was California, but
yeah. But I mean, if you know his past and who he is, like, come on. You know what camp you're signing up for.
Right. Someone was like, you're lucky he wasn't drinking 40s at the practice. So what else we got going on?
Well, did you watch the golf? Did you watch the...
So I did. And you know, I always talk about my animal shows, the Lions. And I actually found one on Max, Cinemax. And it was unreal. So I watched that for a little bit, like 2 hours. And then the golf. So I was watching it on my app. And because at first I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to watch it if it's not close. And then I saw big Rory making a run for it against Bryson. And I'm like, okay, I'll tune in now.
Yeah.
And so I started to tune in and whoopsies.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out very well for Roar.
I mean, it was a good, some good golf, good U.S. Open. You know, they always talk about the course setup and is it right. I guess for where those guys finish, you can't say it was a bad setup.
No, I It looked like the fairways were pretty big, right? But I mean, maybe.
But then they would always feed over into the fescue, and you were kind of screwed when you were behind some of that wire grass.
Yeah, it seemed like none of them were hitting the fair. Well, he and Bryson were not hitting the fairways. Like those last like five holes, they seemed like both of them were pulling it left over into the junk whole time.
They had to recover a boatload.
And then, you know, Rohr, it was interesting. So on 18. When he had that short putt, I told the boys, I'm like, okay, now watch his eyes. He's not even going to look up. He'll look up once he hears the sound of the ball hitting the cup. And then he putts, and I'm like, oh, he's peeking up. This is going to make me look like a dumbass. And he peeks up, and guess what happens?
Yanks it left.
Wow, Rohr, maybe I need to be on your bag next time to tell you to don't look up, just listen to it hit the cup. Because he didn't even use the basics there, Big Rohr.
Well, on 16 and 18, he missed inside 3 feet.
Yeah.
And I think they said he hadn't missed one in over 500 attempts this year.
Oh, no. I think, yeah. What was it that year, or was it like 50 in the tournament? He was like 50 for 50 that week in the tournament or something like that.
I thought I heard 500 this year, too. He hadn't missed inside 3 feet.
Really? Wow, that'd be crazy.
The one on 18... You know, it's the distance isn't far, but it did look like it was a little bit downhill,
Yes, it did look downhill. That did not look like an easy putt. But if you see the highlights, he does peek up. You know, you got to listen to her go in. You know, that's the trick out there, ladies and gentlemen, for anyone competing, or if you're just in your little family tournament, you got to just listen to her go in.
Or if you're at the putt-putt with the windmill.
Yep.
Stay down.
Stay down. Listen to it go in.
But Rohr, that's got to, you know, he seems like a good guy. He's so talented. It's like he always puts it on where he's right there. I mean, he's had some super close calls the last couple of years. It's got to just be eating at him.
Well, I forgot until you mentioned that it's been 10 years since he had a major.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so he's that close. And then they make a big deal about him, like not doing the interview afterward. And I'm like, who cares?
Like, yeah. Like he's made himself available and talked way more than he had to you guys about Liv and all that stuff. It's like, dude, he can get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, it's understandable that he doesn't want to chit about that. Ugh,
he's got to get back to his lady because they called it off and now they're back. They're getting back together.
Right. Everyone was chitting that he and that one.
The Ballions, the interviewer.
Yeah, that they were an item.
Yeah, the CBS reporter.
Right.
They did a commercial together or something, so I don't, it seems like that's not true. Or maybe they dated for a couple weeks.
Well, they were saying that they, you know, there seemed to be some synergy there between them when they do the interviews. A little farting and giggling going on.
Well, because she's going through a divorce, so I think they're both talking about that. Who knows?
But Rory's been married for 7 years.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have never thought it was that long. I would have said like two. I didn't know he'd been married for 7 years.
Remember the Ryder Cup was in Chicago and like, was it 10 or 12? And he missed his wake-up call and had to like jam from his hotel to make his tea time.
Okay.
And so the Ryder Cup has, you know, all these aides and helpers, and they sent the car. And one of the helpers that was working for the Ryder Cup and PGA was the girl he met her on the ride, and that's who he married.
Huh.
And she's an American. So, you know, they hit it off and dated and blah, blah, blah. Had one kid up to this point.
Right.
And it's just weird the timing. You know, he announced that they filed for divorce at the PGA Championship.
Right.
Like the week of a major. And then you announce that we're back together the week of the U.S. Open.
Well, there's probably no good timing to announce something like that.
I'm sure that's intentional, but it's like, what? Why would you even want that to be out there during the week of a major?
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe he's like, dude, I need something to switch it up here.
So they're not talking to me about not winning a major in 10 years? Let's talk marriage?
Yeah. He's trying to switch it up.
So if he doesn't win the British Open here in a month, then you're going on 11 years.
That's crazy. I mean,
in your prime.
Just how much he was dominating. I was thinking about Jordo, too. Jordo, Justin Thomas. Like, these guys are peace out.
Yeah, I love Jordo. He's probably my favorite guy. And then, like, it's just like, yeah, is that opening gone? And most likely, you know, he could maybe win a Masters, Jordo, but I think the other ones, it's going to be tough if you don't get it together.
Oh, man. And I actually, my picks for the Open were garbage. Usually I'd like to think that I, you know, do pretty well on those. And I picked Phil over Tiger, and Phil, like, goes out and, like, in the front nine, he was, like, five over in his first nine holes.
Yeah.
And I go, wow, Phil, way to represent. So Phil played horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was garb. And then I picked Victor over Bryson. Whoops. that didn't work out. But, yeah, I you know, Tigray once again. I mean, it's not like Tigray played well.
No, you know, he's kind of hinting at maybe not doing these anymore. We'll see if he actually sticks to that.
I mean, dude, that's got to be tough for him to say, you know, because he's always like, no, I got a shot. And then now it's like, Tyke, we're not even making the cuts anymore, bud.
He does not have a shot at like a U.S. Open or these harder ones. Maybe Augusta if his leg gets a little bit stronger, but that's still, it's a super hilly walk.
Yeah, no, I mean, dude, his body's just, I mean, I don't even know how he still plays. You know, I think it's just a miracle that he can still play competitively.
He looks bigger. Like, I mean, he looks more like a linebacker and stuff now. I don't know what he's up to.
Right,
just like puffier and like, his face looks unhealthy. Not to hit him while he's down, but just something's going on with Tigray off the course.
He's probably not watching the diet as much as he used to.
No, he works out, you can tell.
Well, no, I know he works out, but I'm like, dude, the older you get, you know, the tougher it is to keep it off.
Maybe he's tuning at the at a steak place in Jupiter.
Right, like MJ.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan definitely is like, you know what? I used to be in great shape. Now I'm going to golf, smoke cigars, drink wine, and eat steak at night.
The Hennessy, yep. And I'm not too worried about it.
Nope. Because he's got the belly rocking for sure. It's just funny to see MJ with it. But remember, I had his back. Remember, there was a text going on between our friends. I'm like, dude, I hear it. I'm like, the guy's having a decent time. He's eating well, drinking well, having a good time. He's like, and plus he's like 60 now,
mm-hmm.
You know, MJ's, and he's just golfing, having a decent time
at his own course.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, he invites those guys down there. You know, it's Grove 23 is the course that he built. And like Ricky Fowler and some of these, Keegan, these other guys, they said when he was walking through and building it, he like designed it with the guy to kind of favor his yardages and stuff. So like when the PGA guys come, they can't just boom driver, otherwise it goes in like to a lake or some sort of problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're like, dude, he like always hangs in there and like does pretty well when we play the games.
Because like
they gamble.
It's perfect for his driver and yes. Stuff. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So like they're like, dude, I can't boom driver there because that's where the trouble is.
Right. Take out their weapon. I hear it, MJ.
Yeah. Yep.
MJ was always smart.
Yeah, but you know, Bryson was, you know, he was huge when he won that one over COVID, and he's tailored back his size a little bit, but he's kind of totally reversed his image too. Everyone loves and cheers for him more than they did.
Well, I saw a guy on Twitter. He's like, dude, whoever his PR guy is deserves a bonus. And that is true, because I was telling Mom, he was more like a villain not too long ago, right?
When him and Brooks Koepka were kind of just going at it with each other and calling each other names.
Yeah, like when he was into that, when he was into lifting and stuff during COVID, and when he was telling everyone that Augusta's a par 68 for him, you know. People,
I think he matured too. His dad, sure. His dad passed away 2 years ago. And he moved down to, like, he's been in the Dallas area now, you know, because he's a California guy. He was like Fresno area.
Yeah.
But he went to college in SMU down there because his favorite player was Payne Stewart. I don't know if you saw him in his episode. And that was kind of cool. He won where Payne Stewart had his U.S. Open there.
I think Payne went to SMU, too.
He did. That's why Bryson picked it.
Okay.
And that's why he used to wear those hats, those Payne Stewart golf hats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think he just, you know, he's kind of come a long way in terms of his maturity. And then he's like, I got to kind of figure this out because people aren't really liking me. And he likes to be liked.
Yeah. Well, and that's fair to say. I mean, it's just, you know, everyone matures, but these guys are, you know, in front of the cameras at such a young age that you kind of see them mature in front of your own eyes. And That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's started like a YouTube thing, and like he posts on all the social media stuff, but a lot of it's just for fun and to connect with people. And, you know, he's like, all right, I'm going to Walmart and I'm going to buy a junior set of kids clubs here. Let's see how many birdies I can get on nine holes. And then they just film it. And like, that's on his channel.
with that set.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like fun, silly stuff like that. People like watching his stuff now.
That's great.
So it was good. I mean, it was good to do that bunker shot he had from 55 yards. That was incredible.
That was sweet. Yeah, that's even a tough shot for the pros.
Because he kept finding trouble and he kept recovering. So that was interesting and exciting final to watch.
Yep. Well, so when's the British Open? We'll definitely break down the British Open, but we're still going to be coming at you guys every Tuesday. So continue to tune in. So we'll talk about a variety of things. We got a lot of people have been sending in questions for us. So one time we'll definitely sit back and answer those questions. And then you said the British Open's in a month.
So yeah, that's in like a month.
We'll definitely break that down. So who knows where we are? We're going to bounce all over the place. Obviously have to do with sports and a little throw some chippers on it too.
Yeah, we got NBA draft a couple weeks. Oh, he's got your baseball. You can chip baseball.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll start to get into her a little bit more now, but they call it the dog days of summer right now because, you know, it's kind of garb.
Well, yeah, this is vacation season pretty much.
Yep, unless you're into baseball. I do have my own season coming, though. The boys, let me see what the date is today. The 18th. Okay. We've got less than a month.
Oh, for hoops, summer hoops.
Summer hoops starts, and I'll be coaching that. So, I'll be game planning and listen to this play before we let everyone go. So you get to request when to take your bye, right? And I never know what the squads were playing. I never know how good they are, you know, or who they are, because we all play at the same time. So how about I requested my bye the first week of the season? So not only do we get an extra week to get, you know, of practice before the game, but then I get to go in and check everyone's squad out.
You're going
to
use week one as a scouting week?
Yep. Yep. So then I know the squads.
Because in this gym, you can go up top and look down at the court. You can just film some game session there.
They're like, wow, who's that dude? That dude's been here for like 10 hours today.
He's taking the summer season pretty serious.
Is he a college scout? Nope. He's just scouting for third and sixth grade.
Nice. We got the Olympics a little bit late, you know, like in probably a few weeks too.
That's true. We'll be able to shit about that for sure.
The hoops and all that's and fun to watch.
The track and field, the sprint. Yeah, the hoops, the golf.
Yeah.
And don't they have like flag football?
That's the next one.
I was going to say, they haven't been talking about that.
They voted it in, but yeah, it doesn't kick in until the next one. I know, because Tyreek Hill and some of those guys want to play, but then you're looking at like a 34-year-old Tyreek.
That's not happening. He'll be long gone. No way.
He won't be long gone, but it's like, I don't know if you'll go with him as the receiver at that point.
You have Patty, though. Patty will still be around.
I don't know if he'll want to do it.
Yeah, people always want to represent their country.
You gotta take. They like to take their time off too.
Well, not when it's the Olympics.
Yep. All right. Well, that'll do it for the NBA Finals. Congratulations to Boston. Well done. You smoked them.
Yep, they did. That was nice job, Boston. Nice job, Bryson, on the U.S. Open.
Yep. But keep an eye out on our Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks, and then we will chat with you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.